fresh from their victory last week in reaching an agreement with Pacific Tomato Growers, one of the nation's oldest and largest tomato producers. Dozens of Immokalee farm workers traveled to Tampa on Friday to participate in a march for better wages from Publix. Around 80 people turned out for the march, which began in Gaslight Park in downtown Tampa.
Vamos a seguir protestando hasta que Publix tiene que llegar a la mesa con la coalición de trabajadores.
Hello everyone, and thank you very much for organizing this march and that we're going to be putting pressure on Publix because this is the way that Publix will come to the table with us.
Heather Vega is with Tampa Bay Fair Food.
This march was organized by Tampa Bay Fair Food. We have a lot of local supporters that support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. And we're here to continue placing pressure on Publix to reach, in order that they reach an agreement with the CAW.
Several dozen local students joined with the Coalition of Immokalee Farm Workers on their march to Publix. Amanda Slyby explains why the Greenwise Market was chosen as the destination of the march.
Here I'm holding Publix's new Greenwise Market very own organic free trade brand of coffee, in which on the side of the package actually reads that fair trade prices help small farmers provide employees with livable wages and work conditions, which fosters the same values we do, community, well-being, and a nicer world. So it just kind of shows you, you know, how empty a lot of time that, you know, the words and advertisements are. And, you know, it's really sad that you can't even trust, even if you have good intentions when you go to the store and buy something, you really can't even trust a label, or you can't even trust the supermarket's word for it. You know, it's not until that, you know, you hear about these injustices that, you know, you realize that these labels are just, you know, empty.
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers has led a decade-long campaign for labor reform in Florida's tomato industry, winning fair food agreements with Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Subway. But the fight with Publix for one penny more per pound of tomatoes has been bitterly fought. Heather Vega explains.
Publix to date has been very, very stubborn in the sense that they continuously find a reason as to why they are not responsible, stating that they are not responsible that these conditions exist, that it's not their responsibility to ensure that conditions change. They believe that it just should be the companies that they purchase from, and they act as though they're isolated from this bigger picture.
The Coalition of Immokalee Workers are currently engaged in a southeastern tour with the Modern Day Slavery Museum, an educational exhibit that highlights the working conditions in the agricultural field and documents the recent slavery cases in South Florida. The next Tampa Bay area stop will be on October 30th at Circus McGurkus in St. Petersburg. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin.